Here we go with the MSO New Sports Baseball Insider podcast, and here's that guy, the Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again as the baseball season begins to wind down.
Oh, you always have interesting news and notes for us. We'll get to those in a moment, but we also have history to report that Aaron Judge has done it. He has tied Roger Maris.
Yeah, finally, after seven games of sitting on 60 home runs, last night Judge hit a home run to left field at Rogers Center. Again, as you mentioned, tying Roger Maris's record of 61 set back in 1961. So he'll have some games left to break that record and maybe hit a few more before the season is over.
You know, that of all the records that have not been broken during this all these different eras we've had, that is amazing to me that stood so long, because it was Mantle and Maris in 61. Mantle, but I think he ended up with 59 home runs that year, if I'm not mistaken. That sounds about right. But Maris had the 61 for the record.
Yep, certainly is quite a feat, and I'm hoping he passes it, and I'd like to see him do it at Yankee Stadium when the Yankees come back home this weekend.
Oh, my gosh, Andy, you're such a nice guy.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, the niceness comes out. Not often, but sometimes.
All right, perfect. All right, well, Andy, Red Sox picked up a W last night and played today. What do we got?
Yeah, Red Sox have now won two games in a row. Can you believe it? They beat the Orioles last night at Fenway 3-1. Sox back in action this afternoon. They have a matinee with the Orioles at 1:35, wrapping up the four-game series. Nathan Eovaldi comes off the injury list to start for the local nine. Last night, Milton's Rich Hill tossed six scoreless innings to get the win. And Sox got home runs from Abraham Almonte and Alex Verdugo. So the Sox now find themselves with a record of 74-81. They lose one more game, Bill, they're not going to finish 500. They're in last place in the American League East. And, of course, we're not going to bother talking about the wild card race anymore.
No, forget that. All right. And after today's game, what's up?
Yeah, Sox heading north of the border. They have a three-game set with the Blue Jays, and they're back at Fenway to wrap up the 2022 season with three games against the Rays.
All right. Okay. So tell us what happened this past week since you and I have talked.
Yeah, last Thursday, the Sox lost 5-4 in 10 innings to the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. With that win, the Yankees clinched a playoff spot. And on Friday, the Red Sox lost again 5-4 to the Yankees. Saturday, Sox falling 7-5 to the Bronx Bombers. Then on Sunday, the Red Sox blanked 2-0 by the Yankees in a rain-shortened six-inning game. And with that loss, the Red Sox were officially eliminated from playoff contention. But between me and you and everyone else, they've been eliminated for some time. So on Monday, Red Sox lose the Orioles 14-8 as that losing streak continued. But on Tuesday, the Red Sox snapped the six-game skid as they beat the Orioles 13-9. Rookie Tristan Casas hit his fifth home run of the season. And like I said, we wrap up this homestand this afternoon, and we just kind of have to watch six more games of this team before we can wrap up the season with a bow.
So long, 2022. Okay, hey, so I'm puzzled here, Andy. Nesson Plus usually provides us with a game in the afternoon, but if the Red Sox are playing in the afternoon, what happens with Nesson Plus and the Red Sox guaranteed win?
Well, it gets moved to prime time tonight, 8 o'clock the first pitch. It's a game from September the 29th of 2005. David Ortiz, a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth, give the Red Sox a 5-4 win over the Blue Jays at Fenway.
Hey, if the Red Sox had Ortiz last week when they played the Yankees, maybe they would have won all four of those games. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, that's about right. I think if they had the current version of Jim Rice, Fred Lynn, and Dwight Evans, they would have won some of the games, too.
It might have been closer. Okay, you're right. All right. Let's go to Major League Baseball news notes. What do you have for us? What's happened around all of Major League Baseball?
Well, back on Friday, Cardinals designated hitter Albert Pujols hit two home runs against the Dodgers. He became the fourth player in history to hit 700 home runs in a career. Pujols joining Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Barry Bonds on that list. Pujols now has 500 career home runs against right-handed pitching and 200 against lefties.
That's amazing. Those aren't rounded numbers either, are they, Andy?
Yeah, they're pretty round to me in some spots, but Yeah, that's quite a feat to say you can split that up with the 700, the 500, and 200. It's pretty interesting.
No, I get it. All right. That's why I commented on it and messed you all up. Sorry about
yes,
that.
Did.
Yeah, there you go.
All good. On Sunday, the Guardians clinched the NL Central Division title. Also on Sunday, Marlins manager Don Mattingly announced he will not return for 2023. Mattingly wrapping up his seventh season with the Marlins, and he'll leave as the team's all-time winningest manager. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso on Sunday set the Mets franchise record with 125 RBIs in a season. Also on Sunday, the Dodgers clinched home field advantage in the playoffs. On Tuesday, the Yankees clinched the American League East title, and the Cardinals, they clinched the NL Central title. And kind of an interesting note here, Marlins pitcher Richard Bleier became the first pitcher in history to balk three times during the same at-bat. So that's a little interesting nugget for Major League Baseball fans out there. Last night, another little note, the Dodgers, they set a franchise record with the 107th win of the season. And coming up for this weekend, Major League Baseball considering contingency plans for the series in Atlanta between the Braves and the Mets. Tropical Storm Ian could bring heavy rains to the Atlanta area. Options include shifting tomorrow's game to the afternoon or scheduling a split doubleheader on Sunday. The teams could also make up one of these games on Thursday, October 6th, the day after the regular season. So the Mets come into this big series leading the Braves by one game in the AL East.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that weather. We'll have to watch the hurricane tracking on that one, that's for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. So yeah. That's some interesting things going on, so we'll have to see how that all plays out.
All right, Andy, anything else as we come to the near the end of the season here, regular season?
Well, as we get ready for the award season to be announced, Rawlings has announced that there will now be a Gold Glove Award for a utility player, and then Louisville Slugger announced that there will be a Silver Slugger Award for a utility player. So somebody like a Kike Hernandez, who plays multiple positions, could win an award based on these two new ones that will be coming out.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a great idea.
Nothing wrong with that. I approve.
Yeah, hey, pretty flexible of us old guys to accept change like that, huh?
Yeah, it's not easy for me, but for this one, I'll let it go.
Yeah, exactly. All right. All right, Andy, last question to you here. Any other notes on the Red Sox as you look forward? What was the bright spot this week? You'd have to be searching high and low to find one, but what would that be?
Yeah, you certainly have to search high and low. But
I might have stumped him on this one, too, folks.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. But no, I'll say watching Tristan Casas playing first base for the Red Sox down the stretch here. Again, he hit his fifth home run the other day, but his batting average well below 200. But he's getting on base a lot with walks, and you can see he has that left-handed swing toward the wall in left field at Fenway. So you can see that coming down the pike for, big numbers down the road for Red Sox fans as they look for some bright spots going forward. So I think it'll be interesting to see him. And then also the catching of Connor Wong is something to keep an eye out for the last few games of the season. He's getting some extra playing time down the stretch. Of course, he came over in the Mookie Betts trade. He's been holding his own behind the plate and getting some key hits here and there so far. So trying to have some positive news going into it next season. So we'll have to see how that all play out. And again, Nathan Eovaldi going to the mound today for the Red Sox. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He should get, this appearance, one more before the season ends as he tries to go off into the sunset. I don't think you'll see him back with the Red Sox, but we can kind of tip our caps to Nathan and see him out there a few more times before the season wraps up.
So is Dahlbach gone? Is that the deal or what?
Well, I'm not going to say he's gone. I mean, he's on the roster right now. Is he going to be really in the main focus of their plans next year? I would probably say no.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see him shipped away, maybe in a deal, or could start the season next year in Worcester. Red Sox, you got to remember, they still have Eric Hosmer, who they picked up at the trade deadline, under contract for the next 3 years at a pretty hefty salary. Of course, that's still being paid by the Padres, but have to see if the Red Sox even try to move him in the offseason, if they really want to give that position to Casas and see how he does going forward.
Gotcha.
Changes in Fenway Park going into 2023, no doubt.
You got it. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. Andy, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, and I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewsSports.com.